Hello, hello, what's happening, Hornets? My name is Eli Hill, and welcome to a new segment on the Bryant Media Podcast. Normally, you have me as your host for these episodes, but today, my good friend and regular on the podcast, Asher Bird, is hosting today with his own segment called Asher's Associates, where he brings in people and has a conversation. I think I've talked long enough. Let's get over to Asher.
Hello and welcome. Thank you, Eli, for that introduction. And this is Asher's Associates, where I bring on friends, acquaintances, and downright wonderful people onto the podcast to talk about just whatever, school, teachers, sports, anything they want to. And today I have with me...
Eli Matthews.
And...
Ethan Linder.
And they are from the swim team and just finished their first swim meet. How'd that go for you guys?
It went really well. This one was a really good one.
Yep. It went really well for me as well. I cut major times off of things, so.
That sounds wonderful. All right, and to start off, to kickstart this, we're going to talk about something. PlayStation versus Xbox. What's y'all's opinions?
PlayStation.
I'm an Xbox. I'm on the Xbox side.
Yep. So we have two different sides of the spectrum here. Ethan, why do you prefer PlayStation?
Well, I really grew up with PlayStation, so I really couldn't tell you the specifics of, like, what makes PlayStation better. But what I will tell you, it's got a lot more games. So many better games, too. Like,
Okay. I see, that's true. But, like, how many of those do you actually play?
Not a lot. Yeah. I'm going to be completely honest.
Why, in specific, do you prefer Xbox over PlayStation?
Same as him. It was a growing up thing. We had the original Xbox, right? Then we had the 360 until it ring of deathed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a sad day. Had a funeral for it. Then we got that one, and the games on Xbox people actually play because they're games people actually know most of the time. And, you know, there's just a better quality of games that you got on there.
Like Farming Simulator?
Okay, that's a good one. Don't diss my Farming Simulator, dog.
Most of it seems like nostalgia related. Most people I talk to, they seem to like Xbox or PlayStation from what they grew up with. Like, I grew up with a Wii, so I prefer Nintendo.
That was a good one.
Who didn't grow up with a Wii?
Bro, I had Wii, you know.
Had the Wii, had the DS...
That 3DS, got that one back in like 2012. I remember I got that.
Yep.
The XL. I still have it. I still use it.
Same.
Yes.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So now we'll go on and we can talk about whatever. If y'all want to talk about something that's going around in the school, I know that we had some surveys and advisory talking about whatever we want, like vending machines. So it was something like type of food, and they were talking about just trying to improve or get students' input on the school. And
I haven't even looked at the...
I did hear
about people talking about it. We got that in an email, right?
Yeah.
I think the advisory teacher posted it. I still haven't looked at it.
So the two people I have in this room with me are slackers. That's what we have learned so far.
Would it have been like... I'm checking my email for it. Because that'd be cool to find. Yeah,
my advisory teacher posted it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if our advisory teacher had a Google Classroom. They probably should all have Google Classrooms, I guess. Maybe I just didn't join it.
How do you guys feel about buzz times and advisories? Are you all enjoying them?
I really like it. It's really... Because it's like, you know, I go first period. I mean, not first period. I go first day of the week, and you got that Monday, you know. You go in there. It's very silent because nobody talks. Great time to, you know, do some work and catch up and stuff.
Or watch Netflix.
Yes, that's usually what I end up doing anyways. And then you got Tuesdays. That's when we go to our main thing. What do you have?
I chose Sports Center highlights this week.
Okay, so, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. I'm doing all region stuff for bands. Not as cool.
I usually get a... picked or chosen for the Hornet News team.
And I thought you meant like picked her because I, math. I get picked for math like twice this year so far.
I get picked for the Hornet News team, and usually we actually just record the podcasts during that time. And we just finished up recording our third podcast. It wouldn't be a spoiler because it's coming out. The third one is about the MCU and Marvel. And just talked about that because Eternals came out recently.
Have you seen Eternals? Is it coming out like now? Because I was going to go see it today, actually. But then I'm going to eat with my grandparents, going to Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, there's a showing tonight.
Is it a movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a new Marvel movie introducing some characters.
Oh, okay. They have to replace the old ones. I got it.
Yeah, you know, some of their contracts kind of...
You mean like Robert Downey Jr.'s?
Uh-huh, yeah. And then, you know, with the death of Iron Man.
Only movie that's made me cry. Only one.
Really?
The only one.
It's you got Endgame, teared up.
Isn't it?
It was.
It was Endgame?
It was the only movie. Only movie ever in my life. 16 years of living. That's the only one.
You know, okay, so only one movie has made me cry ever. And it was Click.
Click?
Like the Adam Sandler movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, so it was a late night, right? It was like 2 a.m.
Okay.
I was binge watching.
Just like in your feels, dog?
I don't know. It was weird. I don't know why it got me so sad, but I started crying during Click. It was crazy. But I watched Endgame in theaters.
Yeah, so did I. I had to make sure it looked like I wasn't crying, you know? Because I was sitting right next to my dad. I couldn't be crying.
I watched it in my basement.
In your base? Okay.
Yeah, with my neighbor, because he wanted to watch it with me. No, but I walked out of the room. I was upset. I was like, well, this isn't how superhero movies work. The good guys always win in the end. And then they didn't. And I just kind of walked out of the room. Endgame and Infinity War, both of them, I just kind of left. And my neighbor, like I said, he was with me. And he wanted my reaction, and I think he has a recording of it somewhere. Not too happy about him recording me and my reaction to that, but it is what it is. So, I know that you're both in band. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. How do you guys enjoy your band, dealing with band and swimming?
Well, at the beginning of the year, we got competition, marching band, and that kind of interrupts with practices.
Especially in October.
Yeah, especially. October is a busy week. I mean, busy month.
Busy month. Oh, like
every
week. The
whole beginning of school is just busy. And then it being 11th grade year, it's even busier. Because, like, just a bunch of teachers giving out a lot of work and stuff. So, yeah, it just kind of goes like that.
Yes, the word of the day, busier.
Busier.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, band, yeah, as Eli said in the beginning, we had a lot. We had to deal with swim and school and band at the same time, having to leave. And then as we got into the pool for swim season, we had to leave practice, barely getting any, like maybe 20, 30 minutes of practice in, and then immediately having to go to band. So,
would you guys say that has affected your times in the swim meets at all, like your official times, because you had to leave practice sometimes?
For me, apparently not, because this swim meet dropped time and everything. But, I mean, that was a whole last year ago when the last time I timed them. I don't know. I haven't gone a full season without doing something in between. So, I mean, it might actually affect it. I probably won't know.
This is actually my first swim season. So, I started swimming 10 months ago, right? February of 2021. So, this is the first time I've had to do band and then something else. Actually, my times have dropped since having to only do 30 minutes of practice a day.
So it's been an improvement.
Somehow it's been an improvement. So I went from a 31 to a 28 in 50 freestyle.
Well, so what did you swim in this last swim meet?
So I swam the 200 medley relay. I swam 50 free in that. And then I had my individual 50 free. And then I had another 50 free in the 200 free relay. And then I swam 100 backstroke.
That sounds nice. Eli, what did you swim?
So I swam the 200 free, the 503 free, the big one, and 200 free relay on B, and 200 and 400 free relay, the A relay.
I heard that there was something where Cabot had beaten y'all in the 400 relay, and then they got disqualified for a false start.
Oh, yeah, they were real cocky about it, too. We know they were going to beat us because they're always, like, really fast, that relay. You know, they were up there, you know, they were flexing on the board right before they jumped in and everything, and then they got disqualified. I didn't know about that until today, though, so that was kind of crazy.
On the board, it said that y'all had lost by 0.6 seconds,
Oh yeah, that one. That wasn't me. That was, you mean the 400? Because I remember where we were right next to Cabot, and then we lost by like 0.06. Yeah, that was a crazy one.
And then they got DQ'd for that one, too.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. They can't start.
And because of these, Bryant boys ended up getting first place, and Bryant girls ended up getting second place, meaning that we won in the meet overall, correct?
Yes.
I swam the 50 free, 100 butterfly, and then two relays. For my 50 free, I got a 27.5 seconds, and I got DQ'd on my butterfly. So it is what it is. Deal with it and move on.
You know who else got disqualified?
I also, I technically got disqualified twice.
Really?
The medley relay, we got disqualified because backstroke. I was swimming freestyle, but backstroke, something about arms not being parallel.
Was that Hunter?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, though. And then
I guess he had, like, one arm. Because you're supposed to be, when one's up, one's down, like, in the water. I guess he had one. That just sounds weird.
If they were, like, I don't know.
Yeah. He got disqualified on Meet of Champs for that exact same thing, too.
A lot of stuff where you, in swimming, you get DQ'd for, it doesn't make a lot of sense until, like, you're starting there thinking about it, like, okay, so what is a recovery stroke at the very end? And you're sitting, like, and also, I saw something happening. It's free. They were doing freestyle, right? And in the middle of the thing, someone swapped a backstroke.
Yeah, I think that was the 500 free, but I think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, that was legal, yeah. It kind of surprised, because I didn't think it was. I thought once you started with a stroke, you had to end on that stroke, but apparently you don't have to, as long as you do it legally.
That's what I thought, too.
That's what I thought, because I know that with freestyle, what we consider freestyle is actually like bear crawl or something like that.
It's front crawl.
Front crawl, something like that. And so when we refer to freestyle, you're allowed to do any stroke you want. From what my understanding was, is that once you started with that, you had to end with that stroke that you start with.
Well, I saw somebody doing, they switched from breaststroke to backstroke.
Oh, wait. No, I remember that because, well, the Asher's rule, because I think that's for relays, because I remember last year they did this, the Cabot people, they did the 400, or maybe it was the 200 medley, not medley, freestyle, and they all did butterfly, and they beat us really badly. That's kind of humiliating, because that's one of the hardest strokes.
We actually really like to beat Cabot.
Yeah, we beat them.
Oh, yeah, in football, and bands, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Kill them.
Yeah, no.
Wait, no, not like kill them. Like, we kill them.
Would you guys say that Bryant's number one nemesis would be Cabot or Benton?
Not Benton.
Honestly, I think it's Conway.
Conway?
Now, oh, yeah. I think it was North Little Rock, and now I think it's Conway.
Yeah, I mean, we still got, you know, we still Salt Bowl, you know, all that, but like.
Yeah, but Benton is not like a main rivalry anymore.
Y'all would,
because they're not even in 7A.
Y'all would say it's Conway?
Oh, yeah, because like, what's a Wampus Cat anyways?
Who knows?
It's like fifth leg. They got a fifth leg.
They do like to give up points in the fourth quarter. That's all I got to say.
That's indubitably.
That's there's some shade being thrown there.
Oh, they probably won't hear this anyways.
Yeah.
That is true. Since we're all in swim, this is probably something that we can talk about. Is water wet? Yes or no?
A singular water molecule is not wet. But once you have two, it's wet.
I don't know, like, the science behind that. So.
Water by itself is like one, like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That understands, like, one water.
One H2O.
At least that's what I might be getting it wrong, but one I think that's right.
Yeah. From my standpoint, I say water isn't wet. It makes other things, like, liquids are the source of wetness, whatever that necessarily means. So, like, if you have oil and water, then the oil is making the water wet, and the water is making the oil wet. But if you just have water by itself, then to me, it's not wet.
Seems rather controversial, if you ask me.
But it's friendly controversial. It's fine.
I mean, I don't have an opinion on this. I don't know the science behind.
I used to, like, I kind of forgot it all now, but, like, I used to, like, you know that stuff.
I have a question for y'all.
Okay.
Shoot.
Did y'all play Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga as a kid?
Yes.
I did, indeed, actually. My dad would search online, and he would grab these codes. That way I could play any character that I'd want. And so I'd...
The cheat codes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I had the books for, like the books you get the Scholastic Fairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The cheat codes were amazing. Like, I got Darth Maul, and I just sat there. One of my favorite things was not actually playing the levels in the game. It would be just running around, like, the two spaceships and stuff, playing with, like, my friends. And since none of them knew how to control anything or actually do anything.
The spaceship? Is that not Star Wars,
Wait, are you thinking about the Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, Clone Wars?
Yeah, he might
3?
Be...
That, like that one, I remember that one was on Xbox. No, no. Was
PlayStation on Xbox? 3 and Xbox 360.
And it was also on Wii, because I had it on
Wii,
too.
Yes, it was
too.
Also on Wii.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably might be thinking
Yeah, that's
of
the
that
one that, because you could get to the Republic, and you get to the Separatist side, and mm-hmm. you had the
Well,
ships,
I'm thinking of that
fly.
One, then.
Yeah, that one was fun. I put a lot of hours
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, that was good, but I think the best LEGO Star Wars game of all time has to be The Complete Saga.
Yes.
I don't think far. I played that one, then.
The Complete Saga, I had that one for the 360 before it died. You can get it on one, can't you? Or could you get it on...
You could get it on one, and if you have PS Now, you could play it on PlayStation 4. It was on PlayStation 3, Wii, Xbox 360, and I think that's it.
Yeah, I remember that, and it was on DS, like the original DS.
Yes,
it was on DS. I had that. It was awful, but
Do you guys
want to
know
time.
Something sad? My Clone War, I still have the Lego Star Wars Clone Wars, but mm-hmm. the disc is scratched.
Darn. Oh,
so scratched all of the memory and stuff that I had on it is gone.
Scratch discs
wiped.
Are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While we're on Star Wars, did y'all ever play like the original Battlefield?
I have the original one and I have the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mean Battlefront?
Oh, Battlefront.
Yeah.
Battlefront. You think you were thinking of like the Battlefield like 1 or 5?
Yeah. Like you had to be able to play that because I didn't play it on the original Xbox. I played it on the 360, and you had to buy like an adapter so that you could play. Old Xbox games, because it wasn't. I remember
Wait,
that
Star Wars Battlefront, like the one.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
the cover art was the AT-AT or AT-TT.
No, the AT-ST.
Like
I think it was. It was the one that had the stormtrooper.
It's the big one. That's the one in Episode 5 of Star Wars.
Original.
What I remember is that my cousins, they had it, and we would go down in their basement and play it a lot, and I would always get. Just kicked around, and I figured it out when I was older. They had put enough time into it that they had like the award guns or whatever they were.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Award blasters, and they were all, like the award blaster, the normal one, could shoot burst rounds
mm-hmm.
that basically insta-killed anything, like any of the NPCs or other players. And so I'm sitting there with my regular one as like an 8-year-old kid just running around to just a stormtrooper world. They're all blazing through enemies.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't understand why they would win.
Oh, and no, then, I've never played that one.
Yeah, the original one, just look up a picture of the original Star Wars Battlefront.
I played the one with the AT-AT on it. Is that what it's called, the AT-AT?
I'm pretty sure that one's number 2, which is
that,
the one
That's because that one came out.
No, the Battlefront that came out on PlayStation 4.
That's 2015, 2016
those
Battlefront.
That's not the original
Yeah, those aren't the originals.
The originals were the Clone Wars one. They came out like way before for like the Xbox 360 or something.
Okay. Yeah, I've never played those.
It was before EA took over Battlefront. They took over everything.
Oh, no wonder Battlefront sucks now.
Yeah.
Said no wonder Battlefront sucks now.
Yeah.
I prefer the older versions way more than the newer versions. The award blasters and stuff that my cousins had, once I figured out what they were, I sat down there and I played for so many hours and I got the award thing for the engineer, which none of them had. And I started actually beating them. And then, you know, they grew up and now they all have jobs and I'm in high school.
Yeah, so. That's how it goes.
You get a job in high school.
Did you ever play Star Wars Republic Commando? Did you ever play that one?
No.
I think for a
really
little
good
bit.
Story. Because, I mean, and they also get featured on the Clone Wars series, like on, well, it's no longer on Netflix, on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. Don't they have that new Clone Wars series?
Yeah, season 7.
They started it back up or something.
It didn't last very long. I mean, it explains stuff. It's all right.
Very big question. Yes. In which order do you think you should watch the Star Wars movies? 4, 5, 6, then 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, yeah, why would you watch them 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3?
Because in the order they came out.
I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah, but like, it's like Marvel movies now. You're getting backstories.
Yeah, you're getting.
And then the movies. I mean, everybody's seen the movies before the backstories, but some people won't.
But would you watch would you watch Rogue One between 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Han Solo, too. I'd watch that.
I prefer to watch Solo stuff canonically. I wasn't allowed to watch PG-13 movies until I was 13. So when I turned 13, I watched a bunch of the Marvel movies, but I watched them in canonical order. Like, I had Captain Marvel, the first Avenger, and I had... No, Captain America, the first Avenger.
Yes.
Man, and then I watched Captain Marvel after that, and then I watched, like, a bunch of other things. And if Black Widow had been out before that, I would have watched Black Widow before the first Iron Man, or wherever Black Widow takes place.
Yo, I'd rather watch the movies chronologically.
I think I would, yeah.
Then watch.
Why wouldn't you want to watch them chronically?
Well, the thing with that is, if you want, you could really just watch 4, 5, 6, and then that'll tell you the whole story for the rest of them. So you don't really even have to watch 1, 2, and 3. Because that's basically just filling in what happened.
I mean, you're just missing out on a movie then.
Because 1 was not a very good movie. 2...
I mean, no, they're not good movies, but it's like, I mean, you gotta watch
them. Yeah, but the originals were good. The first movie was not that good.
I will say it was confusing as a kid who didn't understand that 1, 2, and 3 didn't come out before 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
That when Obi-Wan said, I don't remember having a droid. It's like, hold on, but you had a droid that you took everywhere with you. Because I watched it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 when I first watched it, and I didn't know that 4, 5, 6 came out before 1, 2, 3. And so that entire scene where R2-D2 is like, oh, I don't remember having, or Obi-Wan's like, I don't remember having a droid. I'm like, well, then what were the other movies? Do you not remember the droid companion that you had the entire time?
Why did 4, 5, and 6 come out before 1, 2, 3? Do you guys know anything about, like, his thought process making 4, 5, and 6 before 1, 2, and 3?
I used to. Like, I used to know that. That's another one of the things
I used to know.
I think it was that 4, 5, and 6 was the original story plotline, which is why it can just be, like, you can watch 4, 5, and 6 on its own. And then a bunch of, like, the fans wanted a past.
A backstory for a lot of the characters,
yeah. And then, so 1, 2, and 3 came out.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, because when they figured out that...
That it made so much money.
What are you talking about?
That 4, 5, and 6 made so much money. They're like,
they made a lot of money, yeah.
They're like, ooh.
They're like, let's make, gotta capitalize.
Darth Vader was his dad, you know, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like when they were making that movie, the people on the set didn't even know that was what that was going to be.
Yeah, but it was a while before they made
the first. Yeah, and then once then, and then they were like, well, we got to know why he's his dad. You know, so they probably...
I think a lot of it also is...
Not until a lot later, though.
I think a lot of it also is just, you know, money. Because money...
Money, money, money.
Because you know how Disney are coming out with these live-action movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would they have any reason to, except for money? Because no one asked for them, as far as I know. Nobody wanted them, yet they came out and people watched them.
You mean like the filler movies? Like Rogue One?
No, I'm...
Rogue One was a good movie.
I'm talking about just live action, like the live action Lion King.
Oh, and
like wait. Oh, you mean just like any Aladdin. Disney movie? Yeah, okay. Any. I think they're just updating them.
Wait, are we talking about plays or actual movies?
Movies. Rogue One was not a... What do you mean plays?
No, because he said about the Lion King, and there's a live action
there's a,
like,
there's
play.
A live action
play
Lion King movie, though.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I guess there is. When did it...
That came out like a while, not a while, but like it, not recently. Maybe last year, 2 years ago. I don't know. I never saw it, to be honest.
Yeah, I never.
I liked the live-action Aladdin movie that came out.
I did, too.
I did go see that one. That one was pretty good.
I went to go see it because we played in eighth grade honors, Ben. I don't know if you remember this.
Was that that long ago?
Huh?
It came out when we were in eighth grade?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was actually technically the summer between eighth and ninth grade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that year we played Aladdin.
Yeah.
In honors, Ben.
I remember that.
So everybody's like, Aladdin.
Arabian Nights.
And then Miss Gerber. Let's go watch the movie at the end of the year. as a band, but then that never happened.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I don't remember that.
Yeah, the live action movie I enjoyed, and then
me too.
Another live action movie that's coming up, or I think it's live action. It might be animated. There's a new movie that Nintendo announced, the Mario movie. Guess who's playing Mario?
Oh, I heard the cast is like.
Is it not that one guy that plays the guy?
Yeah,
that Mario is Star Lord. Chris Pratt is playing Mario. Jack Black is playing Bowser.
Wow.
They have Seth Rogen playing someone. I think like Luigi or Donkey Kong.
Is he allowed to say that?
And I don't know who else is on it.
Why did they? You said Chris Pratt was playing Mario.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
That just doesn't sound right at all.
It does not. I don't. Why are they making this in the first place?
Danny DeVito.
Is he in there too?
No. That'd no. be funny. That'd be really
oh, he's
funny.
Playing. He's playing the.
There was a movie that I thought was a joke. Like, I saw ads for it, and I'm like, oh, this is a joke, right? Apparently, it's not. There's a Discord movie coming out with Danny DeVito starring in it.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
How are they even going to make that a movie?
I don't know.
Like, what's the topic? Or I mean, you get Discord, but, like, what are you going to do with that?
You can't do anything with it. There's no story.
What I could tell is that... Like, Danny DeVito and some other actress went around the cyberspace, which is not a new, like, topic for movies. But they just went around and explored it, and it could be anything that you wanted it to be. And it was kind of weird.
It seems like a very weird movie.
Well, we are starting to run out of time, so I'm going to ask one quick, like, wrap up. If you guys were to have any superpower in the world, what would it be and why?
I haven't thought about this one. I'm gonna let Eli go first.
Oh, I was about to say, you go first,
man. All right, I've thought about this a lot. I would choose the power of creation, where your imagination is your limit. Basically, if you have a good imagination, there is no limit and you can just create whatever you want. And if that's a little too, you know, just overpowered, then I guess I would choose teleportation, because teleporting to just wherever you want in the world is kind of nice. You can just, you know, oh, I want Starbucks, I'm there now.
Like, yeah. Forget all that butterfly effect stuff that, you know, touch one thing, everything goes crazy. Something. Let's just, like, you know, because this is never going to happen, so, like, let's just say that never happens as well. That'd be pretty cool. You couldn't just, like, teleport anywhere, but, like, if you wanted coffee, you've been to Starbucks before, so just go back to when you've been there, get coffee, and come back to where you are now, you know? So it's technically like teleportation.
You're going to be the reason why the apocalypse happens.
No, I said
you're
going to
take
like...
a coffee. Here, you're going to take a coffee that someone really needed for, like, their character development, and where they were going to be, like, some head scientist at a lab.
They were
going to
meet their girlfriend that's going to save the world.
Yeah, you're going to take that coffee, and that's never going to happen, and the world is going to get thrown into disaster.
No, I meant like I'm going to get my coffee that I'm going to order.
You're just going to steal your coffee from yourself?
I'm
going to
steal my own coffee. Yeah.
Note to self, don't give Eli superpowers.
I'm stealing my own. That's not stealing either. Technically, passed me, paid for it, you know?
So what, you're going to go pay for your coffee and then leave?
It's basically like, and then, you ever heard that story where like some kid gets like an apple and they take a bite out of it? And then, like, it, like, comes back. So it's a never-ending apple, right?
Never heard of that.
You've never heard that?
No, never.
Okay, maybe I just made it up in my head then.
You probably like, did.
Maybe I did.
You should make it a children's story.
A children's story? I'm pretty sure it exists already.
Yeah, I was
going to
write children's books.
Children's books?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be bad at that.
Like, but the Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar?
That was a good book.
That was a good book.
The thing, like, okay, so I travel back in time to where I buy the coffee. I've already bought the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get the coffee, take it back to present time. If I want that coffee, if I want more coffee, I just go back to when I've already been to the coffee shop, get the coffee again, and just come back. Oh, but wait, that might not work.
Why not just make the coffee at home?
Realization.
I've already taken the coffee.
Realization has hit him.
It's like a one-time thing.
It's a, yeah.
Why not just make the coffee at home?
I do that, like, every morning.
Really? You're a coffee guy?
Yeah.
At the age of 16?
Yeah, I know. It's probably not a good thing.
That's not a good habit.
Yeah, well, Yeah.
All right.
Probably not.
Well, this has been lovely having y'all come in here and chat. So, with that,
this has been Asher's Associates and
Eli Matthews,
Ethan Linder.
And I hope that you all have a great day.